Our Lord Pender would walk in the procession every Sunday there, and the place would be all decorated, we'd have flags out all over the place. We still do, but not as like long ago.
Yeah.
Long ago they would have big trees and all along the passageway, they'd put trees down, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it would be beautiful, it would be like walking down the Maradike, you know? It'd be beautiful with all the trees.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they would have all the windows decorated. All decorated with flags and red and white curtains at the end of all the avenues. Red and white curtains, drapes, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Very red and white, all red and white.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a great day here. That was go back, how long ago since the Eucharistic procession, when that started? I suppose it was over 50 years anyway,
yeah.
When it started first. I remember we had visitors from America, and the day they came, all the flags and all, they were all out and all the decorations for the Eucharistic procession, and they thought they were for them. They were home from America that day, and they thought it was all out for them. Relations and mine was home from America, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because all my mother's family...
Of course, you told them that it was.
They thought it was for them, all the flags were out, they didn't understand, you know?
Yeah.
But it was very good. It was very good that it was dying out now, but not as popular as it was at all. But please God, I suppose it'll come on again.
Yeah.